This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's an ayah in Surah Fatir, Surah number 35, ayah number 27, where Allah Azza wa Jalla, He discusses, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah discusses how He brought the rains from the skies, but then He says, فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. From this one rain, we have brought up so many different colors of fruits. And then Allah says, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ. From the mountains, you can see white cliffs. And you can see, Allah says, humrun, redness, red stones. And Allah says, gharabibusud, black raven, black stones as well. From the same rain that Allah creates so many different colors. And then He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ. From animals, from humans, Allah has created so many different colors. Now what does all of this say? Allah then finishes off the ayah by saying, those who have knowledge and those who study all of these things, they are supposed to be led to Allah. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those who study all of this, those who have knowledge, they are supposed to be those who have fear of Allah, because they understand that Allah, only Allah has the power to create so much diversity from this one water. If studying science and studying the earth leads a person away from Allah, then that is not real study. But if it leads a person to Allah, to God, then that is something where a person sees the beauty of why Allah gave us so much in nature.